Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello, and welcome to Fifth Dimensional Living. This is Carol Guy. I will be hosting for Diane today. She's busy having Christmas with her family, and so I said I would do the show. It has been over a year since I have actually been on the radio hosting a show myself, so I am kind of excited about this. It's been a long time. I've been doing radio for 7-8 years, but I took a year. And it's been interesting. Lots have happened. So anyways, I would like to just welcome everybody to Fifth Dimensional Living. And please feel free to call in. It's 646-200-4169. It's so funny. It's when I went to go post this on Facebook, I totally forgot the phone number. That's how long it's been. I totally forgot the phone number. I had to look on the switchboard to find out what the phone number for people to call in at. So it has been quite some time. So the number again is 646-200-4169. You can also find us at earthangelsradio.com, and you can also listen at impnation.com. Wow, you know, it's all coming back to me. That's what happens. So anyways, I look forward to speaking with some of you in just a few moments. But I just wanted to wish everybody happy holidays. Yesterday was Christmas for a lot of people. It was very interesting. It was probably one of my best Christmases that I had over years. And it was really some amazing gifts that the universe gave me, which wasn't in a package, was not store-bought, was not in packages, but it was so magical. And honestly, when the gift came, Spirit got me up, God got me up, the universe got me up, angels, whoever, they all got me up at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You guys are getting me up now. But it had started from the day before, but I wasn't quite sure because it wasn't wrapped in a package that I had thought it would come in. That's one of the greatest things, too, is you really have to sharpen your intuitive skills to really see, because when some of these things that the packages come in, and you're like, really? This is not what I envisioned. This is not what I have been manifesting, but it came in a way that I didn't expect, and it was something that to propel me forward in my journey, it was something that was totally, oh my gosh, just totally amazing. And I was watching some of the Oprah shows. I don't get a chance to watch her Super Soul Sunday or her life classes very often, but Christmas Eve I was watching some of them. I was just kind of chilling out and watching some of these, and I was getting some very profound messages that were very in tune of what my journey in the last, 10, 20 years have been. And so I was really paying attention to these. And then when I had went out, I had found something. I had found something that when I went to the store, and it was funny, is since I am very conscious and I am very intuitive and I do pay attention to, my awareness is so sharpened that I pay attention, I can see something that is probably an inch tall or maybe a fourth of an inch tall, that of some writing that is stashed somewhere in a corner of a huge store or something. I can see it. And anyways, as I was walking through the store, when I first got into the store, what happened was I was at the counter and I wanted to purchase something, and the guy was just ignoring me. But I knew, I was like, okay, what is going on? I knew spirit was holding me back from something. I said, okay, you're holding me back from something, and I'm not quite sure what it is. And so then after I finally got through with one process that I was in the store for doing, I went to go get some creamer because I wanted some for my coffee the next morning, and I was out. And so I went to get that, and that was all I was purchasing. And as I was walking past, like I said, I can see stuff. I saw these words that said calm. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm staying calm. I'm not feeling rushed. I'm not feeling impatient or frustrated or anything like that, even though I know you're holding me up for some reason, and I don't know why. And it actually started because I had went to the store closest to me, and oh, my goodness, it was so packed. It's season here in Florida, which that means all the snowbirds from up north is all coming down, and they will be here for the next 3 or 4 months. Anyways, and you just cannot go to the store. There's no parking. So I had actually drove all the way to another store that was further away. Anyway, so I finally purchased this, my creamer, and I headed out. And as I was leaving, I found something. I found something, and I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And it was actually a picture. It was a picture of something that had a religious symbolic symbol on it it was crosses. It was three crosses that was of the death of Christ. Okay, now this is Christmas Eve. Okay, the birth, and here I had found these three crosses of the death. Now the death of Christ in our Bible, in our biblical times, states that those three crosses, Christ put on the cross to death because of basically jealousy and judgment. Okay, and that was like, okay, and I'm like, why would I find this picture? Okay, and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Should I take it back in the store and say, hey, somebody lost this? And I was told, no, take it. And I was like, okay. All right. And so, and I was like, why? What do you want me to keep this? I don't want this. I did not want this. And I was like, why would anybody carry this around? Why? And so I just thought about this, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to think about this. I don't want to think about this right now. So I went home, and then I was watching, like I said, the Oprah shows and stuff during the night, and I was doing some other things. And I didn't really think about this thing, and then that's when 4:30-ish, 5 rolled around, and I was awakened to check this out, and I kept seeing old energy, this is all dead, old energy, and I was like, okay, why don't I give this that, and these people's faces, I kept seeing lots of people's faces coming into my vision. And I'm like, what is this, you know? And it was all about judgment. And many of us, I know I'm not just the only one. Of course, I'm not the only one. But I have been through so much judgment in my lifetime, giving ultimatums if I didn't change or if I didn't do this. I've lost jobs because of people judging me for my clothes, the way I talk, the way I walk, the way I present myself, you name it, everything, the way I eat, oh my goodness, it's just, the list just goes on and on and on and on. My beliefs, I've been given ultimatums to stop, if I didn't stop this or else, and I kept choosing me, and to keep going forward. But after a while, man, I'll tell you what, that just blows you in the water. And so that wasn't the reason why I stepped back in the past year. The reason why is because my guides had told me, stop talking, it's over. Just take chill out for a while. And so I did. But I had realized that I'm stepping back out into the world again, and it's like, okay, what came up for me in like a few weeks ago was oh my gosh, am I going to have to really deal with this again? You know? And then the answer was, honey, you've not been stepping out in the world and you're still getting it. And it's like, you're right. I'm still getting it. It just never stops. And it's like, okay. So anyways, all of this is going through at 4:30-ish or so. And in the morning, Christmas Day, which is birth, which is the birth of Christ, birth of new, the birth of new consciousness, the birth of new beginnings. It's the birth. Okay, and so, but I kept hearing old energy, death, you know, that these three crosses were about judgment, about jealousy, about death. And I finally got up and I took it and I was like, you know, I can take this and go give it back and let them deal with it, or I can just break it. And I kept hearing crush it, just shatter this, crush it. And I did, I broke it. And right then I realized that, oh my God, I just broke it, because I had heard on one of the TV shows, I think it was on this Oprah show, she had Bishop T.D. Jakes on. And in this, he was speaking about when, you know, this little boy had two fish and some bread, and then Christ had said they were able to feed it. But the bread, he was talking about the bread could not feed millions of people or thousands of people, however many it was, without breaking the bread first. He had to break the bread. When Christ went to, the Last Supper, the bread was broken. And what he had mentioned, which was so profound for me, was until it's broken, you don't see the blessing. That's why sometimes in our life, everything has we get broken, you know, and then once we're broken, then it's like, okay, now I can bless you. I can bring you blessings that's going to guide you to the next level of your journey. And so when I was crushing this at 5 in the morning, that's what I was hearing. Now this is broken. And I broke it and I threw it away. And then I, about six-ish, I ran to, actually it was before 6, I ran down to the beach. I live a block away. I ran down to the beach, and I was getting all these messages, because one of the messages that I had heard the night before was, when you hold on to your history, you do at the cost of your destiny. And I was like, wow, not only did I break this from my own self, I broke the fear of the judgment and jealousy that I have been dealing with. And what I was hearing was, now you can walk in this world without judgment. Now, I know people are, their intentions are good. When they carry this stuff around and they're still thinking and living in the time of Christ, back in biblical times, well, guess what? Jesus never wrote his story. Other people did. But this is the thing, too, is people don't realize on an energetic level, they're still crucifying Christ. They're still holding on to this old story, this old energy. And when I broke this, I was kept seeing all these people's faces. Well, I started seeing these other people's faces and the joy and the happiness that they were feeling. I kept seeing smiles and glowing, because on an energetic level, here, this energy was still being held. We're still holding on to, we think it's okay to relive, reenact the passion, reenact all of these old stories. The thing is we have got to come as a mass consciousness to start creating new stories. Lots of us are, but a lot of people are still holding on to these stories. And that's what I was asking, is like, who would buy this? Who would carry this? The death and the judgment and the energy and the story behind this. Why would someone do this? And I'm like, kiddingly, I'm like, there's 7 billion people on this planet. What is there, 6.5 billion that are doing this? And the answer I heard was no, 6.2 billion. And it's like, wow. And so on an energetic level, I was able to shatter, to break this connection of this old energy. Now, I was asking, what is that going to do for me on the physical and for others? And the thing is here, the next day, this was Christmas morning, I wrote this. Here, the next day, I'm on the radio. I haven't been on the radio in over a year. So that was very profound, too. How it's going to play out in the rest of the year or so in my life, I don't really know yet. I've got some ideas, but it was just very profound that, you know what, yes, it's okay to remember our history, but stop reliving it. Stop holding on to that fear of what this is. And people don't realize that they are. And when we, as spiritual beings, some of us are guided, not only was this for me, but I'm seeing that it's for others. There was others, because I kept seeing all these happy faces afterwards. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. You know, because some of us, yeah, we may be behind the scenes, but we're doing this work that others don't even know about, have no clue. And so we're at a time, we were all given, and on Facebook yesterday, I didn't share any of this because I was going to talk about it today, honestly, I was not going to talk about it. I was not going to share it with anybody. And even when I put it on Facebook, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody this. This is my gift, because it was a gift of breaking judgment, walking, now being able to walk in this world without judgment. Now, will people judge me? I'm sure they will. But it's not the fear of being judged anymore isn't going to affect me as it did before. And I already know that because I feel it. I feel it within me. And the gift, the greatest gift, I mean, oh, my gosh, that is the most amazing. It didn't come in a package. The frame of this was old and beaten up. I was like, okay, that was another symbolic symbol. It's old. It's beaten. It's no good. And then the energy behind this, and it's like the fear of this, the fear. And we're still carrying on these old stories. Remember your history, but stop holding on to it and create something. Let it go. Create something new. Start create, because you cannot create something new if you're holding on to the old energy of it. It's the old. It's no good. And that's what's been going on the last couple of months for me, too, is that I have been releasing some old things. I've been looking at some things. I'm like, this is old. This is old energy. This is no good. Release it. No attachment to it. I'm like, and, you know, I've had to clear out a lot of things lately, the last 2 months. And it's like, this is old. It's time for the new energy to come through, but it not come through if you still have dead stuff hanging in inside of you. So this is it was a huge gift. And so one of the things that I had shared with people on Facebook is that we are all giving gifts. Yesterday was the birth of Christ, okay? As the Bible stories go, it was the birth of Jesus. And in this birth, hence birth, we're giving birth to something new. And each of us was given a gift yesterday, not in a package, not store-bought, but the universe, God, angels, Jesus, whoever you want to say, gave us a gift yesterday. And that was my gift. It was my gift. Now, what was your gift yesterday? If any of you are listening and you saw that you were given another kind of gift yesterday, please feel free to call in at 646-200-4169. We do have a caller that's been patiently waiting. And it's funny, as I'm saying this, I'm looking up on my switchboard, and it says there's a message from Blog Talk Radio about the site, and, you know, they're closed, and that they know that there's some issues, and they're currently working on to resolve. And it says, thank you for your patience. And so as I'm talking about this person, they're very patient. So that I want to thank you for your patience. But if you would like to call in and share, what kind of gift besides your physical store-bought and unwrapped gifts did you receive yesterday? Before I take this caller, I am going to share one more gift. After that, my whole day was just magical. Now, I wasn't alone. I mean, there was nobody physically with me, but I ran into people. I talked to people on the phone. I was doggy sitting for a lot of people yesterday so they could go and be with their families. And it was just, I just felt so happy, happy. And I was just it was. And so about yesterday afternoon around 5 evening, 5-ish, again, here we go. I didn't even realize that until I'm just now saying it. I was taking one of the other little dogs out, and I ran into somebody, and she was taking her dog for a walk, and we were talking. And as we're walking to the beach together, we looked up, and we're like, oh, my God, there's a rainbow. There was a rainbow in the sky. I have never had a rainbow on Christmas Day. And to me, that was just so magical. And people, there were so many people at the beach. People up north, you don't realize how many people come down to the beach for Christmas Day. It's just amazing. It blows me away. I thought people wanted to be home with their families and stuff. Well, no, they all come to the beach packed. And people were stopping their cars, and they were getting out and taking a picture of the rainbow because it was coming out of the ocean. And it was growing bigger and bigger as we were standing there and as we're taking pictures and we're talking. And it was just so magical to have a rainbow. So I got all these amazing gifts. And then I got a phone call last night from someone special that I really didn't expect. I was hoping, but I wasn't expecting. And that was so magical. And just the whole day was just such a new birth of beginnings and magical. So, anyways, let's take this very patient caller and see what we can do for them. Okay, my switchboard's running a little slow, so I am putting your mic on here. Let's see. Okay, did it stop? Caller 609, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning and happy holidays to you.
Good morning and happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you. I use that word magical
a lot. You know, it's so funny. It's everywhere I turn, it's about the magic. I turn on the TV, it's about the magic. It's about belief. And everywhere I turn, it's about magical. It's just magical. So what is your name?
Tabitha.
Tabitha?
And, yes.
This one. You're like with Steve Wicks, Tabitha, the little girl.
Yes.
That is magical.
And I was listening to your show, and you know, I was agreeing with you 100%. It's, you know, it's like all my life, it's like judgment, and to the point, it's like, you know, I know that I need help in a lot of areas of my life, but you know, I'm learning that it is about me. And, you know, my question is does my mother like me?
Does what?
Does my mother like me?
No, she doesn't like you. She loves you.
Well, does she really love me? Because, you know, the things that, if this is a way of showing love, it is a terrible thing. Because,
let me just stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right here, okay? And then I'll let you finish. But I want to share some things before you continue. Does your mother love you? Absolutely, she does. One of the things, the judgment, okay? Now, with what happened, the story I just shared with you, that wasn't just for me. On an energetic level, like I said, this is going to affect others. So break the judgment. Find what you need to do to break the judgment for yourself, too, energetically. Find something. Let the universe, ask the universe, what do I got to do to break this judgment? Okay? Because it's time for this to, do it before the first of the year, okay? Two, one of the things that I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes speak about the other night was love. Okay? He was talking about love. He goes, there's some of us that we love on a 10 gallons. We are filled with love, and we want to be loved with 10 gallons back, okay?
But they're not going to get 10 gallons. They're going to get 5.
Okay. We may be getting people in our life that only can love on a pint size. Okay, we may be filled with 10 gallons, and we want that 10-gallon love back, but they can only love us on a pint size. Okay? So what really made sense for me, because I've experienced this as well, that, okay, and what he said is we've got to be able to love them and realize that this is the only way that they're able to show love. This is all they know. And without your judgment that she doesn't love you or the stories that they physically love them doesn't mean that you
love,
have
love,
to accept
love,
the behavior.
Love, punching a person in the face is not showing love physically. Hitting on a person, that's not love. Okay, and that's what's going on here. She is physically hitting on me. You know, she says nothing positive about me. Everything is negative. She wishes me no love.
Okay.
She's not supposed to be doing these type of things. And what's her problem?
That's
I've been going through problems since
Why are you
her.
Still putting up with it?
Because right
you're
here,
wanting
you know what?
Her love.
The door, I do want her love. And even though she punched me in my face yesterday, I'm not mad at her. It happened for a reason. It made it a lot more clearer, you know, because it's like I know that I have to do things for myself. You know, it's not no longer being selfish. I mean, but I'm going to be selfless. I'm taking back everything that was taken from me. I'm taking it back. My childhood, my energy, my inner child, all, I'm taking it back.
Oh, you know what? Okay, let's keep going here because, see, this is how she's pushing you. She's your teacher. She's your soulmate.
It's not just her. It's my if you see, it's my family. Period.
I do know.
It's people around me. You know, and it's like wow,
honey,
I've given out so much love and so much energy. And if it wasn't for me calling in and talking to, you know, you blessed ones, I probably would have never got it. You really helped me get into that spiritual realm of accepting, acknowledging, opening up, and receiving. You know,
right.
And forgiving, and most of all, forgiving me. You know,
and it's your family. And see, this is the thing: is just because we are born, it's families. Okay, yes, our world says families are number one, but guess what? No, we have to learn to. It's self love. They're teaching you self love to love yourself enough to say no more. And you have to find it within yourself, the courage and the strength to walk away. Now, see, I have done the same thing. I've had to put up with so much abuse from my sister, from my family, giving ultimatums that if I did not stop teaching and believing as I do that my granddaughters were taken away from me, and they were. Okay, so I've been through all of this too, but the one thing that I had to realize was that I had to continue with my journey, and I had to stand up and say, you know what, I love myself enough that I will not allow this in my life. And if that means that I have to walk away from my family or choose the ultimatum that I'm going to choose myself, then I'm going to choose myself. Really, it's about you learning to choose self-love and having the courage to say so, because you're still hanging on because you want their love. That means that you are not loving yourself enough that you need their love.
That's true.
Okay, so you need to love yourself enough. See, I've grown because I have, and I have said. I spoke to my son yesterday. I called him to say Merry Christmas. He was talking about how he was going to his family's, his dad's side, his stepmother's side. Okay, he's not married, and all of these. And I felt a dagger. And I said, right then, I felt this dagger go in me because here I'm by myself. I was having a great day until I called. And then I felt this. And all of a sudden, I felt it. And the moment I felt that, I said, you know what? I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Bye. And hung up on him. And hung up. I said, have a Merry Christmas. Bye. Because right then, I felt that dagger go in. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to continue to punish myself by trying to hang on to family. I'm going to create my own family. And in that moment, I knew back in 2008, hadn't been home for Christmas in years. I can't even tell you the last time I'd been home to have Christmas with my mother. My father had already passed. That year, when I was home for the first time, my mother left, went to my sister's. I was not invited, and I had to stay at her house alone, and I had my dog and two kitty cats, and I realized that they were my family now.
Wow.
Okay. And so, see, I've been there. I know. So I'm here to tell, Grow your self-love. You need self-love. Yes, take back your energy, because you know what? You've been giving your energy to everybody else, just like I did. In fact, actually, this past few months, I've actually been seeing where I've even gave more of my energy away, and people were being blessed by my energy. They had tapped in behind my back, taking some of my energy from me and manifesting their lives. I've been taking back all my stuff, too. So take back your stuff, because the one who needs to have it is you.
That's right.
Right now.
And
because
that's
you can't love anybody until you start loving yourself enough.
That's true. And, you know, it just got to, it's like you said, it just got to the point where it's just like, I'm done. I mean, really, I'm just done.
You know how many times I've been done?
My question is I want to know, do you see me leaving soon? Because, you know, I was stuck here, and it was, and I know, I realized why I was stuck here. I was at a stalemate. Was because I had to learn my lesson, and my lesson that I needed to learn started right where it started, and it has to end right here. And so I learned a lot.
Okay, so do I see you leaving soon? Not yet. Not at this very moment, because you're still having that neediness inside of you. Go within yourself. Heal that neediness of needing other people's love, and then you will walk away.
So until then, I'm going to be stuck here.
You're not stuck there. You're never stuck there unless you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You can go right now and do this and start on this work, and you can be gone by the first of the year. But I don't see you. There's this little child, this little girl inside of you that you need to address. You need to look.
Okay.
You need to talk to her. You need to address her. You need to become friends with her and let her know that you are now the adult and you're the one that's going to start loving her.
Well, do you see me moving soon, within like 2 weeks, or?
Well, what I'm hearing is within a month, within the month.
Okay.
So shortly after the first of the year, but you got to start moving. You got to start moving that energy and releasing more of the stuff before the first of the year. There is a program that I want to share with you. It's called the Silva Method. Do you know this?
With the Silva who?
Silva, it's S-I-L-V-A, method.
Is that with
Google
the mind
it,
and stuff like that?
Yes,
Yes, I used to mess with it on you know, online a little bit. I start and stop, So, but it's
well,
powerful.
When you make it, when you commit, okay, so when you make a commitment, when you make a commitment to you, and you, that you're going to do this, then you won't be stopping and starting and stopping and starting, because that's where your problem is.
Yeah.
You haven't committed to, you have not committed to loving yourself enough to do this. So check this out. There's free videos. You can go to YouTube, and they have the meditations and stuff there all free. Start doing them. Start doing the real work. And that is making, sit down right now and make a commitment to yourself. Then you'll be able to move within the month. But until then, it could be 6 months before you get started.
Oh, boy, I don't want to wait that long. I know there's a lot of stuff I need to work on, but okay.
Okay, first of all, stop telling yourself that. Stop telling yourself that there's a lot of things that you got to work on, because you're telling yourself on a, this is one of the things you need to clear from your subconscious mind. It's your subconscious mind that is running your life. And one of the things, you keep telling yourself that you're not good enough, that I got to work hard. I got to work hard to be better me. So you need to clear those beliefs out of your subconscious mind.
Okay.
And just start doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I noticed that since I've been in the here and now, I don't hear so much clutter in my brain, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, too. One of the things, let's go back to your mother. Your mother lashing out, hitting you, and things like this. One, you every time, it seems like every time you start raising your light and you start feeling joy and happiness is when she lashes out at you. Is that correct?
Yeah, because you know what? I don't talk to her. I don't even go around it, because it's like they don't. Nobody wants to hear anything I have to say. You know, they want to make it like I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I don't know what I'm doing, and I do. And so in order for me to stay positive and to keep moving forward, I have to leave them alone, the negative alone, bound because I didn't have anywhere to move. Now the doors have opened, my season's here, and it's time for me. I can move now. I can actually move and do something now. And, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, I'm an addict, and I want to go into a drug rehab, pack my stuff, and move it somewhere else because that was one of the things that, as far as loving myself and forgiving myself for the things that happened in the past, you know, I wind up doing drugs, not loving myself, not caring enough for myself. It caused me, you know, to keep going back and doing the same thing. And I don't want to do the same thing anymore. You know, I woke up, you know, I'm looking at life differently. But, you know, I still love my mother. I'm not mad at her, but it's to the point I just never want to see her again. You know, I just really don't want to be bothered.
I love a lot of people, too. I love a lot of people, too, but I had to make a decision. Are letting them their behaviors continue and you doing the behaviors that you're doing, no one's loving anybody.
No one's loving anybody. Well, that's true, but, I mean, as far as anybody being there, it's always been me. And I no longer, you know, want to be there because I'm learning that, you know, hey, Tab, look, take your energy back, love yourself. You know, you need to work on yourself. Don't worry about them. You can't do nothing for nobody anyway until you do for yourself.
Right.
Only thing they're doing is just using me, putting me down. You know, well,
okay, you need to watch the language you use.
Exactly. And then, you know, the tongue, you know, I know I got to keep things to myself because when I start saying something, they don't wish me nothing but bad luck. And that's not good because the tongue is sharp. So I'm always praying for protection.
Well, you keep asking for it, though. You're asking for it. When you know how they are. You already know what's going to happen, but you'll test the waters. It's like, okay, well, let me just say this and see what happens. And you do, and then what happens?
It's just getting worse.
Because
you still
are needing their love. You need to look for higher up and ask for God's love. Learn to receive God's love. Learn to love yourself enough. People say all the time, I love God, I believe in God, but when it's put to the test, do you really look at yourself? Are you continuing yourself to be punished and judged? And that's what I said yesterday when I made that phone call, and instantly I felt it, and I'm like, get off. Get off here right now because I'm not going to punish myself anymore. Just because we have the title of family does not mean that it's family. And I made a decision in that moment yesterday that, you know what, I'm creating a new family. I got a new family already. And that's me, my dog, and who knows who else is going to walk in.
Yep, that's true. I just know I got to get out. So I know, you know, I just got to do what I got to do, like you said. Clear it up by the end of this month and then make that move and just go for it. And that's what I'm really looking at. And like you said, within a week or two, I'm looking at it.
Okay, but if you don't start doing the inner work, you can move across. You can go to Alaska or Hawaii or to Europe. And that stuff, that baggage is still going to be there.
That's true. But I'm going
to
work on it.
It's up to you.
Check
out the Silva. Make a commitment to yourself right now that you, even if you have to stay there for a little longer physically, start moving forward in the inner work. The inner work is what's going to propel you forward, and you won't take that baggage with you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Many blessings to you. Have a wonderful new year. Magical. Make
you
it
too.
Magical.
Exactly. Love and light. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye. You know, that was a very good call. I mean, I've already been through all these things. That's been one of the things, too, is I've decided, too. It's like, you know what, I don't need these experiences anymore because I've already been through a lot of these things that a lot of people have called in, that call in and ask people I talk to. You know, if you listen to any of my shows, which you can go back into Blog Talk and you can listen to all the archives of my show since 2008 to all the other hosts, we all have things. That's one reason why I stopped the radio for years because I was heard stop talking. And the reason was is I've already said everything. I've already been through all of this already. I've already shared all these tools. There's tools there on Blog Talk that Earth Angels Radio, all of us have shared with you that you can use to clean up your life. You know, and people, I get this a lot too, you know, some of my clients and stuff. When I go through little things, I don't care how high up you go. You don't ever put anybody on a pedestal. That's for one thing. Even the Dalai Lama, he's still on this planet that he's sharing things, yes, but I'm sure he has to do a lot of some of his inner cleaning as well. Yes, he has someone on the outside taking care of all of that on the outside, but there's inner stuff that has to be done as well. And sometimes when, as you continue to grow, you don't go through months or weeks or years of being stuck in that same thing, which what happens is that when, like for me, when I go through things, I'll feel it. Like yesterday, I felt that jab. Okay, instantly, I closed the door and said, "Oh no, nope. Let me get off the phone right now." Now, does that change my love for my son? Absolutely not. Nothing doesn't change love. Okay, and I don't even think he wasn't even conscious of what was happening, but I felt it. I felt it, and it was showing me what that did. It was showing me, Carol, oh, okay, here's a dust bunny, or here's a cobweb. Clean it up. I did instantly. I did it instantly, shifted my energy, and done. I was done with it. I didn't have to feel it anymore. I wasn't going to hang on to it. I could have spent the whole day feeling this pain, but I chose not to. It's a choice. And as you grow and as you do more of the inner work, it gets easier. And I've had clients and people, I'll say, oh, you know, I felt this and stuff. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this is what they actually say to me. That really makes me feel good. I'm like, my pain, what I just shared with you, that only took me like 2 seconds to get over because there was a cobweb there. Oh, got it. Cleaned it out. And within 2 minutes or 2 seconds, I had it done and over with. That makes you feel good. Well, you know what their answer, what they said? Well, it makes me feel good that you're not just perfect. And it's like, really? So you got me thinking that I'm all perfect and everything, that I'm not going to feel it? Absolutely not. Everybody does. It doesn't matter. The thing is we get over it quicker, and you will too if you continue to say, you know what, I'm going to love me, and I am going to do this, and I am worth it. Because I used to, when I first started on this journey, it was so painful. My heart was being ripped out, and everything was happening. I was being judged and betrayed and going through every single thing. And this is what happens is we go through all the same things. It may look different in a different package, but we're going through everything that our ascended masters did. We're going through the abuse and the betrayal and stuff as Jesus, as St. Francis, as Gandhi and Moses and all of them. We are going through those things too, but we're cleaning them up. Okay, so they went through it. The higher you go, you're going to go through it too. People are like, okay, well, you should be just living this glamorous life. Really? Oh, the higher you go, just think about it this way. I've shared this many times over the years on the radio too, is that everybody's in their growth. Okay, you can be 60 years old, but you can be in kindergarten in your spiritual growth, in your growth, okay? Well, that's okay. You just love them anyways and say, okay, fine. You can be 22 and be a master, okay? You'd be going for your master's degree. So are you in grade school, kindergarten? Are you in grade school? Are you in high school? Are you in college where you're going for your associate's, your bachelor's, your master's, your doctorate? Now think about that. As each In the physical world, if you're going for your master's and your doctorate, that's not easy. That's some tough work. So the same thing happens when we are doing the life work, the inner work. The higher we go, we're going to run into those huge tests that we got to face too, but it gets easier, actually. It really does. It's not going to take you months, a year, or whatever to get through those. You're going to look at it and go, how many times have you cleaned house? You just finished cleaning your outside, your apartment, your house. You spent the day cleaning, and then all of a sudden you look and there's a dust bunny running across the floor. Oops, missed one. That's what it's like in your inner house when you finally get it. Doing the daily cleanup. you know, whoop, okay, whoops, yep, there's one. You know, like the phone call I made yesterday, whoop. And then there were some phone calls I knew how it was going to turn out, so I didn't even make the call. I was like, you know what? I know what this is going to be about. I know it's not changed, and you know what? I'm not going there today. Today's my day. I'm going to be staying in the magical, and I'm going to keep going on. So, yeah, so it's really up to you. Make it a commitment to be you. Make a commitment to be you and do the work. And pretty soon it'll just be, oh, play. Oh, yeah, okay, got it. Oh, yeah, I see that. Oh, done, you know? So, and as you go along, you're going to be sharpening your stuff. You know, when you're really cheating yourself when you're stopping and going, stopping and going, stopping and going, you know, we all do that. This was, I think it was on the Silva, one of the Silva methods I was listening to recently. The guy was talking about his journey, how he was doing this. He started it actually when he was 14, and then when he got into college, he kind of quit, and he was into the partying and the running around and all of that crazy stuff. And then he realized his life started falling because it's just like exercise. We start losing weight, we start feeling good, and then we stop. Things start getting good, and then we stop. Things get a little better, then we stop. Well, the thing is, stop stopping and keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Let me tell you, I've been on an Indiana Jones crusade many times over this journey. And I'm not on an energy. I'm not there anymore now. You guys can have it now. I'm done. I finished that part. But I'm going to go on a new journey. And what does that look like? Am I going to find myself in different situations? Yes. But as I go along, I know that it will be easier. And so one of the things I wanted to ask her, even though the package of her mother hitting her in the face looked like a bad package, bad gift, what's the gift out of that? What was the gift? She's trying to tell you to go be you. Go be you. Go be you. Stop the abuse. Stop the abuse. You're the one that's continuing to stop the abuse. There's the gift. You got a gift yesterday. Even though it didn't look like it, it's a gift. You got to find the gift in absolutely everything. So what gifts were you given? If you'd like to call in at 646-200-4169, love to hear from you. Because every single thing is a gift. It just may not look like it. It may not look like it. And this is the beauty of it, too. If you've already had the gift, and if you have the tools of sharpening your intuitive skills, that you see something coming and you see what gift they're bringing, you can stop it at the door. You don't have to accept that gift. You cannot let that person in or let that gift in. See, this is another way. Once you start sharpening your skills and you start walking this path and you start being consciously aware instead of sleeping most of the time or playing, you got to play a different role, just like in a movie. This is a movie. What role are you playing? Stop being the victim. Stop being the hero. Stop being the rescuer. Stop being the kind and loving. Stop. What role do you want to play? Stop being the co-star. Stop being the best friend. Stop be the star. Get there. You're not going to be the star overnight if you haven't been playing that role, just like a movie. What role are you playing? But just like a movie, okay? Let's say you were walking out, you're walking out, and you see up ahead of you a guy with a gun. You see someone with a gun. Now, are you going to run up there and be the hero and save somebody? Or are you going to back away from that bullet? That's the same with somebody's energy, and the same with when you see somebody coming at you that you know what gift they're bringing. You know. Stop lying to yourself. You know what people are going to do. Just like our families, we know what's going to happen. We know it. We know what certain friends are going to bring. We know. Now, sometimes that somebody will bring something that you didn't know and go, boom, oh, my gosh, wow, that just hit me. It's like a moving bullet. It's like a bullet or a knife being thrown at you or a bow and arrow, okay, an arrow coming at you. But if you see a bullet coming your way, aren't you going to move over, move, go run, get out of the way of it? Absolutely. Same thing. If you see something coming, take a different direction. So it's up to you, making the commitment to being you and sharpening your skills. And don't let anything break that commitment. The only commitment that you have been breaking is the one with yourself. People are not going to, they're going to treat you the way you're allowing yourself to be treated. So if you're allowing yourself to be treated a certain way, that's how they're going to treat you. And so stop. And if you do open the door and you see it and go, oh, forgot, do close it. Oh, just like me, I had to hang up. I was like, okay, you know what? I got to go, bye. And it wasn't because I was upset. It's just I saw it coming. I started feeling it. And it's like, oh, nope, got to close that door right here, right now. So I don't continue with this to upset my day, because that's the thing is we've got to make choices to love ourselves enough to cherish ourselves, to create ourselves in this beautiful, loving way that we're not going to allow these behaviors to continue and say, you know what, okay, I've had to do it with many people, and it's people that I love. It's usually the people that you love. Those are the ones, and the ones that you don't love, you really don't care, okay? And if we're looking for someone to love us, well, first of all, you got to love you first. You got to love you first. And if that means that you have to be on your own for a while, means that you're not going to celebrate Christmas with somebody, means that you're, you know what, okay, fine. I was telling people, which is very true, since I came to Florida, oh, my God, because I didn't really feel the spirit of Christmas. And this whole holiday season, wasn't that I was upset or depressed, or I just didn't feel it. But like I told them, I can get up in July or August, and if that's in, I'll be going, oh, my God, I'll wake up and I'll feel it. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Christmas today. Today is Christmas. People will laugh at me. People around here know me. Because if it's raining and I feel that, I'm like, oh, my God, it's a snow day. I have a snow day. Yeah, it might sound crazy to you, but when you feel it, go with it. It doesn't, just because it's Christmas and it's a holiday and our world tells us this is how it's supposed to be doesn't mean that it really is. So it's up to you. When you feel it, go with it. If you see it coming, shift over, get out of the way, close the door. And it's really about you, because, and you're helping someone else because you're saying, you know what, I love you, but your behavior is not acceptable here. And then they have to either look at themselves or they're going to go find somebody else to go through that with. Somebody that will accept it. And are they really helping each other? No, they're not. You're helping somebody by stopping them and saying, no, I love you enough to stop you and say this behavior has got to stop. But it doesn't change my love for you. So, anyways, it's been wonderful to share this time with you. I'm not sure when I'm going to go back on air. I do know that sometime next month, actually I think it's January 24th, I will be on the radio with a very special guest. I believe I'm going to be doing more just special shows, like doing this with Diane. I'm going to be having Diana Cooper from the UK on January 24th. She will be. She's actually the angel lady. Diane has done many shows with me over the years. You can go back and you can look at the archives. But Diane is actually the angel lady considered over in the UK. She has the Diana Cooper School, which is helping people teach about angels and ascended masters and intuitive skills and stuff. She has that over there in the UK. But she will be here with us on January 24th. So I know I'll be back on the radio then to share this special time with her and with all of you. Diane will be back next Thursday. Dr. Michael Rice will be here today. He's here Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time sharing all the information that he has done over in 30 years of work of working and helping people with forgiveness. He's considered the forgiveness doctor with the understanding of the Aramaic language, which is the original language of Jesus, Yeshua. So he's here, so please check out his shows. Dr. Nydia does a Spanish show on Friday afternoons with the inner work, and she also does another one on Sundays in English at 3 p.m. called Inner Work. And we have Joanne Buckner that does Beauty Shop for the Soul, which is helping you with the concept of being in a beauty shop, getting cleansing, cleaning, getting all the magnificent treatment of the beauty shop experience with the inner self. So lots of wonderful shows. I pray that you will have a magnificent new year. Make it magical. Decide. Make a decision. It's you. It's all about you. It's not our family. It's not our friends. It's about you. What are you going to choose in your life? What are you going to choose? It's about you making that decision, about you being worth it, and making a commitment to being you, no matter what. Because that is the greatest gift that you will be able to give anybody, is when you decide to be you. Many blessings, much love, and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to This Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.